For Parshas Matos, a great insight into the connection between this parsha and the 3 weeks. And we know that Ezra organized the Kriyas HaParshios for the Jewish calendar, and it's not a matter of coincidence. He deliberately organized it according to the Hebrew calendar that certain parshas should be read at certain times. And on an annual basis, when it comes to Parshas Matos, we're in the 3 weeks. And in Chutz Laaretz, they'll be really heavy into the 3 weeks because they're going to read Matos next week. Now, what is Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks? From Shavuos B'Tammuz till Tishah B'Av, it says, Kol Rod Fer Hi Sigua Bein HaMetzarim. And the concept of Bein HaMetzarim, Rashi identifies in the name of the Medrash as Shavuos B'Tammuz till Tishah B'Av. Now, if Ezra organized it that we should be reading Parshas Matos at this time, there must be some connection between Parshas Matos and the 3 weeks. That's the goal of this essay by Rav Pinchas Friedman. Now, in order to try to solve this problem and find a connection between Parshas Matos and the 3 weeks, we're going to take a look at the opening psukim in Parshas Matos, and Rashi, in the name of the Sifri on that part. Vayidaber Moshe el Roshe Matos, Livnei Yisrael Emar, Ze Adavar Shatziv Hashem. So what happens in the opening Parsha of Matos? Moshe gathers together the heads of the Matos, and tells them that this is what Hashem commanded us in the mitzvah of Nidarim. And the Torah says that when a person takes a neder, he takes a shvua, lo yachel dvaro, he's not allowed to violate his word, and there's a mitzvah saseh of kechol hayotzim mipiv yaseh, he has to fulfill his word. But Rashi focuses in the name of the Sifri on the pasuk zeh hadavar, and he compares Moshe Rabbeinu and his nevuah to the nevi'im of all generations, and there's a difference between the two. With regard to the Nevi'im, they open up with the word Ko, and they say Ko Amar Hashem. These are the words of God. Moshe Rabbeinu says Zeh HaDavar. And this indicates the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is a unique Navi in the constellation of Nevi'im. He opens with the words Zeh HaDavar. Now, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the Rosh HaMatos and transmits to them the dinim, the laws of Nedarim and Shvuos? We don't find, with regard to other parshios and mitzvos in the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu transmits them to the Rosh HaMatos. What's the connection between Nedarim and Shvuos and Rosh HaMatos? And secondly, why is it that in this context Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is singled out as unique, because instead of opening with Ko Amar Hashem, he begins with Zeh HaDavar? So we have three questions that we're hoping to answer tonight. Just to review the three questions: number one, why do we read Matos and it coincides with the 3 weeks? Question number two, why does Moshe Rabbeinu in this particular parasha transmit the mitzvah of Nedarim and Shavuos to the Rosh HaMatos? And number three, what's the emphasis here in this context of Moshe's unique nevuah as Zeh HaDavar? Now, what we're going to study now is an amazing, mind-boggling Gemara in Bava Basra. This is a very small part of a famous Agadita that goes on for pages and pages, called the Agadita of Rabba Bar Bachana. Rabba Bar Bachana tells us all sorts of wild stories. There are 10 of them all told, and each one boggles the imagination, and the Mefarshim try to get a deeper meaning and a handle on them. I would say it's a project. We're not going to take upon ourselves that project, but we're going to focus on one particular part of that Agadita, in which the Gemara records that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana had an encounter with Ahu Taya. Taya is usually a reference to an Arab salesman. And they used to travel through the deserts and bring their schora to sell it. And Rabbi Bar Bar Chana had an encounter with this Taya. According to the mystical writings of various greats, this Taya was none other than Eliyahu HaNavi, who appeared in a guise, in a form of a socher, of a salesman. In any event, what happens? Amale, this person, we'll call him Ahu Taya, says to Rabbi Bar Chana, Ta achve lecha har Sinai. I want to show you the mountain of Sinai. And then Rabbi Bar Chana says the following. After he took me on this, again, magical excursion to Har Sinai, Shamati, I heard a baskol, and that baskol declared, Oili shenishbati. Woe to me, says the baskol, that I've taken an oath to exile my people. The asha shenishbati, and now that I took this oath, me mayfairly, who is going to do what's called hafaras nidorim? Now, we're going to talk a lot about hafaras nidorim, but we'll get to that soon. Now, when Rabbi Bar Chana tells over this story, this magical, fantastical story to his colleagues, their response was, Hayelecha lomar mufar lecha. As soon as you heard from the mouth of God, this baskol, Oili ki nishbati, the achshav shenishbati mi meferli, who's going to annul my vow, you should have stood up. And you should have declared mufarloch. That's the language that you use when you want to be made for a neder. You could have been matir the shvua, and as a result, the bitter golus would have come to a termination. Now, usually, when you want to be matir a neder, you have to show up in front of a tribunal of three, but there's something called a yachid mumcha. And Rabbi Bar Chana had the status of a yachid mumcha, and therefore he could have been made for the neder. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed someone other than himself with a capital H to be matir the neder, because the Gemara says that you cannot be made for your own neder, even if you're a Talmud Chacham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs someone who's a Yochid Mumch in this case to be matir his neder. And there was a great opportunity for Rabbi Bar Bar Chana to be matir the neder. And therefore his colleague said to him, Hayel Chaloma Mufarloch. In other words, we see that the greats of a generation, the tzaddiki ador, have an amazing power. And they can be matir shvua even of a kadosh baruch, an oath that God took. And we'll see this clearly in the Zohar. The Zohar says that before Kol Nidre, we should recite the following section. There's a minhag of reciting this section in the Zohar before Kol Nidre on Leil Yom Kippur. Come Rav Shimon al Raglo, in other words, we're talking about Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Solik Yodo Lagabe Ilo, he raises his hands towards the Shamayim, Vishevach Lamari Alma, and he praises the master of the universe, and he declares, Ribon al Alma, Ovid began Shchinta de Iu Begalusa, which means that I pray to you, God, that if you took a neder or a shvua, that you would not redeem the people of Israel from their exile until a certain time, I pray to you to allow the tzaddikim in any particular generation to be made for the neder. Now let's go back to the first question that we asked. The parsha of Matos opens up with the pasuk by Daber Moshe el Roshei HaMatos l'Bnei Yisrael. And what does this mean? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu addressing this parasha of Nedarim and Shvuos to the heads of tribes? And the answer is, Shabikesh mi Roshei HaMatos Shehem Manhigei Ador Sheim Yishmu Me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es HaBaskol Sheshama Rav Bar Chana, Oyli Kinishbati, Shinishbati, Akshay Shinishbati, be Mefalach. You should not be silent. Take the opportunity, Lamar, and again the Torah doesn't tell you what Lamar is, but Lamar is to say the words Mufarlach. Meaning that Rav Bar Bar Chana did not take advantage of that moment and that golden opportunity. Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to impact on the souls of all the Rosh Matos that for all generations they are the tzaddikim, and they have the ability to be mefer the neder, the shvu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Hashem says, you know, nishpati v'mi meferli, you should stand up and take advantage of the opportunity and declare Mufarlach, because the tzaddik, who's a yachid mumche, has the power to be made for the neder. So what's inhibiting the geula? This shvur, this neder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes. If this be the case, then perhaps we can understand what Moshe Rabbeinu means when he says Lo Yachel Dvaro, which, according to the Gemara in Durham, is teaching us that even a Talmud Chacham doesn't have the power to be mefer his own neder. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also kaviyachol bound by the laws of the Torah. And therefore, God, when he takes this shvua that he sends the people of Israel, his children, into exile, he cannot be mefer his own shvua. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu requests from the Rosh Yamatos that they should say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be Mekayim the Torah. And the Torah says that Yochid Mumcha has the power to be Mefer and Neder. And they should go ahead and take advantage of that authority, that power that they have to be Mefer and Neder. And this is the presentation of the Yitav Lev and the Chakal Yitzchak. And the Shvilei Pinchas wants to add the following. The Gemara tells us in the Sechta Brachas on Daf Lamed Beis, on the Pasuk Vayechal Moshe's Pnei Hashem Elokav, Omer Rabbi Lazar Melamed Sha'omad Moshe B'Tfilu Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ad She'Hechloihu. He was davening so hard after the Maisa Egel that he got sick from it. Rava Omar Ad She'Hefir Lo Nidro. You know, if you like to unwind things, that's a great phrase in this text to underline. That Rava's statement in Brachos is Ad She'Hefir Lo Nidro. Now, how does Rava know that Moshe Rabbeinu in Vayichal Moshe's Pnei Hashem, he was made for God's neder? Ksiv hacha Vayichal uksiv hasam lo yachel dvaro. Hasam means in our Parsha Matos, and we make an equation between the two that although you're not allowed to be meichel your own neder, but you can have someone else be meichel the neder and be made for the neder. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing here. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself was made for the neder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God said, I will destroy the people of Israel in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel. Now, there'll be Golus, and Moshe Rabbeinu here at the beginning of Parshas Matos is telling the Rosh HaMatos, they are the tzaddikim in every generation, that they should follow in his footsteps, meaning in Moshe Rabbeinu's footsteps. They should learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. And they too should be mefer the shvuas golus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the geula closer and closer. And this discussion here about hafaras, you know, the tzaddik being mefer the ribbono shel olam of shvuah, is all about golus and geula. That's really the topic that we're dealing with here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a shvuah that he's going to send his children into exile, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and he's committed to this, that the tzaddikim have the power of hafaras nedarim, and we're going to try to understand exactly how they have that power. If this be the case, we begin to understand why Parshas Matos coincides with the period of Bein Hamitzarim. If the whole issue of Moshe Rabbeinu imploring the Rosh Yamatos to be Mefer Hashem's neder about Golus is about bringing about the Geula, well, this is the period of time that you would be reading this Parsha and telling the Chachamim that they are endowed with the power and the authority to be matir the nedir and the shvuah, to bring about the end of the Golus and the Geula. That we should try to, in a sense, you know, I don't know what word to use it, to try to kaviyochel influence HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should have charata, you know, he should have a change of heart with regard to the shvuah that he took of sending the people out to exile. Now we have a new concept that we're about to introduce called Ba'ala de Matrinuse. Okay, right now it's Chinese to us. As we go along, we're going to try to explain what that means. So just keep that in mind. Ba'ala de Matrinuse, the husband of the mistress of the princess, so to speak. Okay. Let's focus on this shvua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his tsar, and he bewails the fact, he bemoans the fact that he took the shvua, and now he's committed to the shvua. He needs someone to be made for the shvua, me made for the shvua. Well, in truth, and this is the kash of Tosus and Bechoros in the second paragraph here, we have a problem. Because there's something called Hataras Nedarim, and there's something called Hafaras Nedarim. Hataras Nedarim is what we're talking about here in our context, when a Chacham is Matir a Neder, which means the person who took the Neder comes in front of the Chacham, and the Chacham interrogates him after he tells him what the Neder was, and he asks him, would you have taken the Neder if you would have known the following? And it was a mistake, and so forth and so on. Then the Chacham has the power to be matir the neder. There's another concept, which should not be confused, called hafaras nedarim, which means that a husband, with regard to the nidre ishto, has the halachic power to be made for the nedarim. He doesn't find any charot, meaning that he doesn't ask her, well, if you would have known what you know today, would you have taken the neder? Those aren't the questions that he asks. He just simply says that I want to be made for the neder. He doesn't want the neder of his wife to be chal, to be valid, to be binding. And therefore to be mevatel the neder. That's called hafaras nedarim. Hataras chacham is so different, because a chacham can't be matir a neder or a shvuah unless it's charata, meaning unless the person regrets taking the oath, and then when we interrogate him, we find out that he, you know, had he known what he knows now, he would never have taken the oath. So let's talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for a Chacham to be matir the neder, what we spoke about before, the Yochid Mumcha. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, if you're careful about the Lashon of the Gemara says that he says, me mayfairly. What do you mean me mayfairly? Mayfair is a word that's only appropriate for a husband with regard to the nedarim of his wife. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to get a chacham to be matir his neder, he should have said me yatirly. And that's the kash of Tosus in Masechta Bechoros on Daf Lamed Zayin. And Tosus gives the following answer. He says that the word mayfair here is a borrowed term. In our parsha in Matos, it says, "V'im hefer yafer osam isha." Isha means our husband. B'yom shamo. That in truth, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying was that he wants a mater, a heter. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu borrows the term afara, because in the pasuk here in Matos it says, "Hefer yafer osam." HaKadosh Baruch Hu really could have said, and he should have said, "Mi materly." So the Mefarshim are not so thrilled with this Tosus. And one of the great Mefarshim, his name is Rabbi Avram Shar, he lived about 2.5 centuries ago, he wrote a book called the Toras Chaim. And in that Sefer, on Baba Basra, in the story that we had about Rabbi Barbar Chana, he explains why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way to say, me, mayfairly, and he uses the term of hafara. And he says, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in mind? That the tzaddikim are like Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, in every generation we have tzaddikim, and we'll develop this a little further as we go along. veil-like, so to speak, replacements, or they're a continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Torah's Chaim, again, if I said this, you would put me in Cherem, is the Baila Shel Shechina. Shechina is written in feminine, and the Shechina has, so to speak, a husband. And that's the highest level of Kedusha that a person can reach. That's the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. He becomes the Baal of the Shechina. And the Torah's Chaim says that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is described in the Torah at the end of the Torah as Ish Elokim. Ish means he's the husband of Elokim, of the Shechina. And Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asa Kol Ritzono Ki Isha, God considers his will to be like that of a woman, of a bride, of a wife. And whatever the Baal says, she wants to be loyal to her husband, and Osir Ritzon Baila. And this is a concept which is really embellished by the Zohar himself, Zohar itself. And the Zohar quotes our parasha of Matos, where the pasuk says Ishaya Kaimeno Vishaya Firena, which means that the Baal could either be Mekayim the neder of his wife, or he could be Meferit. And he says that the Zohar says that that pasuk is an allusion to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is called the husband of the Kala. Who is the Kala? The Kala, Chaf Lamed Hei, is the Shechina. And she's called the Kalas Moshe Rabbeinu. And the language, the phrase that the Zohar uses is Baila Dematrinuse, the Balabayas, or the Baal of the Malka, right? So we have the queen, and the queen is married to the king, so to speak, to her husband. The husband of the queen is called Baila Dematrinusa, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu. The queen is the Shechina. Valdo Morech Moshe Birech Man Deboi Velo Dochil. Moshe Rabbeinu Vizos HaBroch HaShem Birech Ish Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to bless whoever he wants, and he's not afraid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mekayim his blessing. How does Moshe Rabbeinu know Vizos HaBroch that Hashem will be Mekayim his blessing? Because Hashem is like the Kala who wants to do the Ratzon of Baila, and who's the Baal HaMatranusa? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Torah's Chaim, if that be the case, we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mi Meferli. Mi Meferli is utilizing the terminology that's appropriate for a husband, that a husband can be made for his wife's neder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing that he's looking for a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is on the level of Baila Dematrinuse, he's the husband of the Shechina, to such an extent that he can be made for the Shvua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, he doesn't have to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him to make a declaration, well, you know, if I would have known this, if I would have known that, I never would have taken the Shvua. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Shvua, and he's holding by the Shvua, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to fulfill the will of his her Baal, so to speak, meaning the Baal of the Shechina, and that's going to be the will of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the language of the Zohar here on the top left on page 2. He says, "Achshav shenishbati mi meferli." I'm sorry, this is the language of the Torah's Chaim. My mistake. Nokat loshen afara. The language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses is deliberate. Hafara. And even though the Lashon of Hafara is appropriate for a Baal, not for a Chacham, the word for a Chacham would be Hatara, and here he says Hafara, the answer is that Moshe, says the Torah's Chaim, is the Baal. He is the husband of the Shechina. And therefore he's called Ish HaLokim. And the Gemara tells us in many places HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the Gzera of the Tzaddik, and here too an Isha wants to fulfill the will of her husband, and therefore when Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be made for the Neder, the Shvu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can do so, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will recognize and consider the will of Moshe Rabbeinu. And now, if that be the case, then let's understand the Gemara that says, "Vayechal Moshe's Pnei Hashem Elokav, Malami Shaomed Moshe Rabbeinu." This is after the Chet Ha'Egel, Bitfilo, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rava says, "Ad Sheheifer Lo." Notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taken a shvua that he would destroy the people of Israel as a result of the Chet Ha'Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Mochel. I'm sorry, it was Mefir, that Shmua. So we see clearly that the word Heferlo Nidro is used here by Chazal to explain, that's Rav that we underlined before, to explain how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to save the people of Israel and maintain their existence despite the Shmua of HaKadosh Baruch, because he was Mefir, the Neder of HaKadosh Baruch. Now, in the next section, which starts here on the bottom of page 2, goes on to page 3, he quotes three different presentations of the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer, in turn, quotes the Toras Chaim that we saw before. So let's see what he says. So the first one is from the Chidushin of the Chassam Sofer on the Sefer Gittin, and that you'll see on page 3. The Mishnah Melech asks the following question. You remember the Gemara Baba Basra tells us that when Rabba Bar Bachana met up with Ahitaya and he heard from the Ahitaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for someone to be Mayfair, Akshav Shenishbati be Mayfairly, then the colleagues told Rabba that was a wonderful opportunity that he could have been Mayfair the Shmua. So the question that the Mishnah Melech raises is, well, there's halacha in Ataras Chacham that the noder who took the neder has to come and be mafarid his neder. He has to tell the Chacham exactly what neder he took. And if there was no period on neder, then Ataras is not chal even with the evidence, it's not valid. And we don't find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this baskol is mafarid the shvuah. Let's go back to the Gemara that we saw on page 1, and the Gemara says, Oili Shenishbati. What do you mean Nishbati? Well, Nishbati on what? What was the Shmua? So how then could the colleagues of Rabbi say you could have been made for the Shmua? There's no Ataras Chacham unless there's Pirut HaNeder, and there's no Pirut HaNeder. Says the Chassam Sofer, V'lo Kasha V'lo Midi. This is not a Kasha. Forget about the Mishnah Melech's Kasha. Why? Because when a tzaddik is matir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shvua, he doesn't come with a pesach and a charoto. This is not classic HaTorah, where the rav, the chacham, has to say to the person, well, had you known this, would you have taken it? That's not shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But rather, what the chacham is doing here, and that's what Rav Bar Chana could have accomplished, is he's being mefir the neder kibal ha-mefir es nidrei ishto. And he quotes the Toras Chaim, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu and all the Chacham and the Tzaddikim in all generations, like a Rabbi Bar Bachana, had the status of Baal de Machunisa. And the Baal is made for Nidre Ishto. And in Nidre Ishto, you don't need Pirud HaNedir. That's the Chassam Sofer in his commentary in Masechta Gittin. In the Drushas of the Chassam Sofer, He adds another point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Oili Shenishbati. And he says the following, that why is the emphasis here on Oili? Woe to me. And the answer is because a husband has a limited, restricted scope or authority to be made for his wife's nedarim. It's only dvarim sheyesh bahem inui nefesh, meaning if she takes a ned that she won't eat something or she won't sleep or something of that sort with his inui nefesh, then the Baal has the power to be made for. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, oily means I'm suffering inui and tsar because the people of Israel are in golus. And that's based on a pasuk in Shoftim, "Vatikzar nafsho b'yom Yisrael." Imo anochi b'tzar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers because Klal Yisrael are in golus. Again, these are all kaviyachol. But so akshav shenishbati, meaning now that oily and I took a shvuah, and I'm suffering, I'm going through, I'm experiencing ini nefesh, mi yeferli, I need a tzaddik who has the status of Baila Dematrinusa, who will be mefer my shvuah. And it's got to be hafara. And the reason why hafara is meaningful here is because the Baal has the right to say, you took a shvuah of ini nefesh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oily. Then he has a third chsam sofer, also the drashos, to explain a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in the Machlokas between Korach and Moshe. It says, Vayishma Moshe Vayapel Vayipol Panov. Mashmua Shoma, the Gemara says in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni or Rav Yonason, Shechashdu Mieshes Ish. That the people suspected Moshe of adultery. And Moshe heard it, that there was a rumor going around of this Vayapel Panov, and he falls on his face. Now, how could there be such a thing that the people of Israel suspected Moshe of adultery? That's the worst avera that we have. How could it be? Says the Chasam Sofer, you're misinterpreting the Gemara. You take the Gemara on a superficial level. It's much more profound than that. What does it mean? That a tzaddik has the status of Baal Dematrinusa. He's like the husband. And also tzaddik shehu b'chinas gever v'zocher, Moshe Rabbeinu is identified or classified as a Baal D'machinus because he's called Ish Elokim. And what does it mean, Ish Elokim? Says the Chasam Sofer, u'yachol avatel gzeirosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibala mefer li'ishto. He says, just like we saw that Rabbi Barbachana, when he heard the baskel of Akshav Shenishbati be meferli, that Rabbi Barbachana, the Gemara says, could have been mefer the neda, the shvuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's considered the Baila de Matrinusa, who could be mefer his wife's nedarim. Moshe Rabbeinu is paradigmic, Ish Elokim, Ish meaning he's the husband, and she, the Shechina, is the Kala. He's the Gever, he's the Zoch, he's the Ish Elokim. And if a person, instead of playing that role which was put on his shoulders of being this Ish Elokim, the Baal D'Machinusa, then he's like an Akeva. An Akeva cannot be Mefer and Adorim. So what does it mean? That Korach and his assembly of cohorts, they thought that even though Kola Eda Kulam Kidoshim Mitoch Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Gever. He's the Baila of the Matrinusa. But now, as a result of the Chet HaMaraglim, the Pasuk says, Chet Hashem Im Yira Ish. Moshe Rabbeinu was not Mevatel the Shvu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why? Because he's not playing the role of the husband, of the Baila of the Matrinusa. He forfeits that role. He's really in the great position of being mavatel, of being made for the neder. So chashdu, they began to suspect him she'eino ish elokim, right? That he's not the ish elokim. El chashdu be eshes ish shehu nekeva umekabel me'ish lamala. Again, I can't explain all these words to you, but what he's basically saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu is not playing his role properly as the Ish Elokim, because otherwise, why wasn't he made for the Neder? Okay. Now we're on the left column on page 3, and let's begin to understand the baskel of Oili Shenishbati Be'akshin Shvati Be'meferli. We have a principle in the Gemara in Gittin, Tzadik ha-matir la-Kadosh Baruch Hu eino ke-chochma matir al-yidei Pesach v'charota to-lo-shach kein ba-Kadosh Baruch Hu. Some sofers already formulated this idea that the Tzadik is a mefer as ha-nedarim. He's not a matir, he's not like a chochma matir, because when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the concept of a Pesach and a charota, which is the underlies the power of a chochma to be matir neder, is not Shaya. That's not Shaya to be matir neder through Pesach v'charota with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says the following, that a possibility to be matir, the shvu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only through a tzaddik, and that tzaddik has to be on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish Elokim, Baal Adamatranusa, and he can be made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neder. And it's impossible to be made for any neder or any gzera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was taken with the Shmua unless you're on that special madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And you're the Bechina of Baal Adamatranusa who can be made for his wife's nidar. So if you turn to page 4, you'll begin to understand why Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of Parshas Matos addresses the Rashi of Matos, and he says to them that you have this mitzvah of this parsha, and that was the question we asked. Well, there are many different mitzvahs, many different parshas. Only in this case does Moshe Rabbeinu address to the Rashi of Matos, and the answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over something very special to the Rosh HaMatos. And Moser l'Rosh HaMatos b'chol dovda koach zeh. He's giving up a little bit of his own koach, Moshe Rabbeinu. Levatel gzeirosev shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is based on the principle of the Zohar's pashtusei de Moshe b'chol dor v'dora. That the neshama of Moshe somehow spreads out in every generation. And every generation is blessed with its tzaddikim, and they have this power, this amazing koach, to be bailo de matrenusa, to be made for the shvu of HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore, just like the Chacham said to Rabbi Barbachana, hoylecha lomar mufarloch, that you, Rabbi Barbachana, you're one of the leaders and the greats of the generation, you're on the level of bailo de matrenusa, you could have been made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead, Rabbi Barbachana felt that no, he's not on the level of Baila de Matrenusa. He was a very humble person, and therefore he didn't believe that he could fill the role that Moshe Rabbeinu filled after the Chet HaEgel and be made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neder, and therefore by annulling the Shvua bring about the Geula. And he failed to do so. So Moshe Rabbeinu is very nervous now, because with Ruach HaKodesh he sees into the future that there will be Gedolei Yisrael who have the power and the authority to be made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neder, because they are on the level of Pashtusei de Moshe, of Baila de Matrenusa, and they will fail to do so because of their Midav Hanava. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, at the beginning of this parsha of Matos, and I'll read to you the text inside, is Me'ata, this is the next to last paragraph on page 4, Me'ata Yiru Einenu V'Yisfach Libeinu L'Hovim V'Yeser Seis HaChizuk HaNifla Shehisha Lona Moshe Rabbeinu V'Parshas Matos. And this is a great chizuk, because Moshe Rabbeinu is commanding the Rosh HaMatos that they have the power and they should utilize that power, be made for the neder, because they are the Baal of the Machanus of each generation. They could bring about the Geula. Because during and it's not coincidental, we're reading this during the Yemei Be'erat Tzoren, because we have this Yeush almost, that we're living in the Golos for such a long time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a light at the end of the tunnel. He gives us an optimistic belief and faith that we should know that in every generation the tzaddikim they were endowed with the power of Hafaras Shvua, and they could bring about a premature, so to speak, end to the Golos, if they only wish to do so, and they can be made for the net.